Mi'ilah, chapter 4, Mishnah 6, chapter 5, Mishnah 1. Mishnah 6 begins. Ha'orla, v'chaya kerem mitzdarfim ze'im ze. So let's understand what this is. Orla. So what's orla? Orla is one plants a fruit tree. The fruits grown during the first 3 years are prohibited for consumption and benefit. And klea kerem, it is prohibited to plant grain or certain other edible plants in a vineyard. If one does so, their growths are known as klea kerem and they are forbidden to be eaten. So the first position of the Mishnah is that if you have less than an olive volume of orla and less than an olive volume of klea kerem, but you're eating them at the same time, they do combine with one another in order for the violation. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Mitzdarfin, he argues and says they do not combine. It seems to be that their argument is based upon a pasuk in Deuteronomy in Devarim, chapter 14, pasuk 3, says, Lo socha al kol to'eva, you shall not eat any abomination. And the first position of the Mishnah seems to say that that makes all forbidden items, in a certain sense, under one prohibition, whereas the Rabbi Shimon is under the position that that does not combine them, and therefore they cannot be combined. Okay, let's continue. Habeged v'hasak. So if you have cloth and sack, hasak v'haor, or if you have sack and hide, haor v'mapatz, hide and a mat, kulan mitzdarfim ze im ze. All of these items can combine with each other to complete the larger measurement of the two. So what does that mean? If you were to, let's say, sew together cloth and sack, or sack and hide, and then once you've had them, this combination, they meet the minimum amount for the larger of the items. Now, let's say, for example, cloth, which has a minimum of 3 finger breadths in order to become tameh, is considered more stringent. Then sack, which has a minimum of 4 tefachim for it to become tameh. So if you were to combine cloth and sack, so if the combined measure is 3, it cannot become tamei. But if the combined measure is 4 tefachim, then we would say that in that case, it can become tamei. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, matam. What is the reason that they combine with each other? Because they have different sizes, so it seems like they shouldn't combine. So he said, mifein shein ruyin li tamei b'moshav. They combine, these items can combine, because there is one thing they're equal on, and they are all equally fit to contract tumah through serving as a seat of a zav. If you take any of these items and you make a chair, and a zav sits on the chair, any of these items will become tumah in that manner. That is the end of chapter 4. Now we'll begin chapter 5, Mishnah 1. Hanane shave pruta mina hekdesh. So one who derives a pruta's worth of benefit from hekdesh, something that belongs to hekdesh, Afal pi shelo fagam ma'al, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is of the position that if you derive benefit from something, but you did not diminish it, deteriorate it in any way, you still have committed mi'ila. The chachamim omrim, however, the sages say, kol davar shiyesh bo fagam lo ma'al ad shifgam. They actually argue that any article that is subject to deterioration, one has not committed mi'ila unless he deteriorates it. V'chol davar she'ein bo figam kevan she'nehene mal. However, an article that is not subject to deterioration, once one has derived benefit from it, he has committed mi'ilah. So ketzad, what are the options? What's going on here? So, nasna katla b'tzavara. So if a woman placed a necklace on her neck that belonged to the temple, tabas b'yado, a ring on her hand, shasisa v'kos shazahav, or she drank from a golden cup. Kaven shenenis ma'ala. Once she has derived benefit from it, she has committed mi'ilah. Because these are items that, by putting on a ring, it doesn't deteriorate. It's meant to just be used, and if you misuse it, by wearing the ring of hekdesh, that's unacceptable, and you get the punishment even if you haven't lowered the value. Lavash bechaluk. If man put on a shirt belonging to Hekdesh, Kisa Batalis, or he covered himself with a talis of Hekdesh, Bika Bikardom, or he chopped with an axe, Lomal Ad Sheyifko. He has not committed Mi'ila unless he has deteriorated it. Talash Minachatas Keshihi Chaya, Lomal Ad Sheyifko. So if one plucked a hair from a chatas when it is alive, he has not committed mi'ilah unless he deteriorated. So this is a case that refers to an animal that developed an invalidating blemish after its consecration. Such an animal must be redeemed, and the redemption money is to be used to purchase a new animal. So a live, blemished chatas is classified as an article subject to derogation because any physical wear to it or damage will result in a lower redemption price. So therefore, if you're plucking hairs and you're making it go down in value, then you've actually taken away. So it is subject to deterioration. So it only gets a mila if A, you get benefit from it, and B, you lower the value. However, keshihi mesa, if you plucked a hair from this animal when it is dead, kevan shenana ma'al. Once you've derived benefit from it, you have done mila, is at that point, we no longer care about its value, and mila takes place the second you get benefit from it.